He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
I have to tattle on your husband because it was the strangest thing that I had ever seen. And now he's trying to pawn off the situation on you.
I'm not pawning it off. I'm trying to find a resolution. And I already told my wife. I confessed to her.
Yesterday, at the end of the show, he picks up the phone. And he does this all the time. He just makes personal phone calls as if I'm not in the room, right? And I'm, like, ignoring him. And then all of a sudden, I notice that, like, his voice is escalating. And next thing I know, no, he's yelling. Thinking in my head, I'm like, he can't be yelling at Alicia like that. And then I realize he's yelling at a woman who's answering the phone at a pellet company about her being rude and not being able to get him an answer that he wants. And then he had the nerve to come in here today and say, I think I'm going to make my wife call and order the pellets from them. And I said he could never be seen or heard from that company ever again.
I'm not calling.
But you love to save money, babe. We buy in bulk. Every one of those bags is 20 cents less. I really think you have to call them about the pellets.
No, I really think you need to call them.
What?
And talk to the original person you spoke to.
And what?
So,
see, I'm on both sides here, Anna. Like, you're right. He shouldn't be screaming because he's loud to begin with. So when he screams, he sounds like a psychopath.
Right.
But have you dealt with some of these millennials in the stores?
It's terrible.
I mean,
three people on the phone, everybody passing the buck, and every one of them being rude with their tone of voice and being dismissive. Like,
so
I mean, that's frustrating.
That's when you say, this is a company that I don't want to work with, and then you move on to the next company.
I want their pellets.
You are a grown man. You shouldn't be yelling at anybody that way. And now you want to go back to save 20 cents.
I didn't cuss. I was not unprofessional. I simply told her that I would be speaking to her manager and that I thought it was stupid that she would talk to customers that way in a new town where that business hadn't been very long.
You were out of control.
Doesn't mean I was
just
wrong.
Just call and ask for the manager.
Yeah, she was a manager. She was one of the managers. She was another manager.
Well, ask for a different manager.
No.
Oh, yeah. The other manager comes back tomorrow.
We're out of pellets.
That's when you're going to call.
I would be so humiliated. I would never be seen or heard from there again.
I took it one more step in my head. I'm like, my wife can call, but what if they have the caller ID? Because the phones are in my name. So then they know it's the same people, even though she calls and she's nice as pie.
Are you going to do it, Alicia?
Oh, I'm not going to be nice. I'm not going to be nice if somebody's rude to me like that. So we're both going to be banned from there.
Right.
Find a new pellet company.
Right. Well,
I don't understand.
We'll have to. Then right. At that point, we will have to.
All right. So how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
Well, you know, we have that snowstorm over the weekend. We woke up on the couch at like 12:30 and took the dogs out to go potty. Normally, they could manage their way through 4 inches of snow without having the shovel. But Baxter has a shaved part of his leg where he had his IV. So he steps in the snow and the snow is like burning his skin. It's so cold.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, I have to go back out and shovel. He can't even walk out here. So I start shoveling the yard. And I mean, they get a whole racetrack, cross paths and everything. And I get all the way around the yard once, and I'm like, where is this guy? I thought for sure he was getting a shovel to help me. I look in the back door, and he's sitting on the floor playing on his phone.
Cuddling with one of the dogs, right?
Why didn't you get out and help her?
And looked at me like I was nuts.
So it sounded to me like she was going out to do like a strip of like 10 foot. 20 minutes goes by, and I'm like, you know, she must have got eaten by a coyotes out there or something like that.
So you turned on your phone and decided to play Words of
so
Friends?
Yeah, so then I was like, if there's any reports in the news of somebody being eaten by coyotes, you know, I could look that up right now.
Right.
And then she knocked on the door angrily. But then she didn't actually tell me what she wanted. She just yelled through the door, and the door is like thermoplane glass. So I could feel the vibration, but I didn't know what she was actually saying. So then I opened the door. I was like, so you're staying out there, huh?
I like that you think it's funny. It's so funny.
Yeah, I can't change the past, so I just got to laugh.
All right.
Finally gets a shovel. I'm almost done. He comes out there for 5 minutes, and I scoop and toss. He comes out and just pushes the shovel down these paths and ruins everything I did because it's like falling into the path now.
Mm.
Like, why did you even bother? You made more work for me.
Oh, this is crazy, but this is real.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real.
What kind of grade would you like to give Raven this week?
Getting a D, Anna.
A D?
I
you
mean,
haven't done any of the dishes either. I mean, it really.